Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, I began to lay a foundation for a message I'd like to share with you, Build Ye the House of the Lord. And that refers not just to the corporate house of the Lord, the body of Christ, that God, by the Spirit of the Lord, is bringing together. Many souls are being saved around the world. Even here in our own nation, we may not hear a lot about it, but God is moving by His Spirit. He spoke through the prophet Joel that He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And so God, as we see the end times drawing to a close, so many things occurring and at such a rapid rate, we know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in powerful ways. And one of the ways of the enemy, now, because we do serve a living God, but there is also a real enemy. He is described in Scripture as a roaring lion. And there are a couple things God has placed on my heart. Some of you listening have been dealing with discouragement, and it has nothing to do with your walk with God, your love of God, your consecration to God. You're not backsliding, going out into the world, but you're just, your heart is heavy. You've tried so hard. You've really tried hard, and you've called out to the Lord. And it just seems that everything has been against you. Things that you've asked God to do haven't happened. Doors are closed. Relationships have been affected. And I want to pray right now, regardless of the source or cause of that discouragement, God wants to lift that. And we can take encouragement because of the Word of God. We do go through. Remember Paul? He said there were times in his life he even despaired of life. That's how bad it got. You know, we need to be able to relate emotionally to the heroes of the Bible. Can we imagine? Imagine the three Hebrew children being thrown into a fiery furnace. God is able to deliver us, O King, but if He won't, nonetheless. And they were willing to take a stand for God, and there was a supernatural miracle wrought. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on their garments. But let's pray right now. If you're dealing with a discouragement, just place it over your heart. Father, we come to You right now, and I take authority over discouragement. Lord, there's few things that are as depriving one of strength, emotionally, mentally, our will. Lord, we just feel so weak when we don't have the strength of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, we understand, Lord, is our strength, but discouragement dries up that joy. It dries up the focus that You are our deliverer and that You can make a way where there seems to be no way. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse and come against that discouragement the enemy would bring. And I release, Father, a peace right now. Father, I ask You to move not only in the circumstances that caused that discouragement, but Father, even now they will feel the peace of God coming to them. And Lord, hope and faith will arise in their heart in Jesus' name. And Lord, that You will give them the wisdom, You will give them the words, You'll give them the actions. Or Lord, even if that action is to do nothing, to stand still, Lord, I trust You for direction in their lives in Jesus' name. And then also, I want to speak to you a very personal experience of my own life. We all understand, I trust most of you do, about the nine gifts of the Spirit. Well, they are gifts of the Spirit. We don't operate them at will. It's as the Spirit wills, if you know your Scripture. And I'm not going to go into great depth of teaching, but there was a period of time, it was 1984, we had been married 4 years, Brother Glass and I, and on Halloween, yes, it was Halloween night, he started having severe chest pains. I'd rub him to the hospital, And he was indeed having a heart attack. He was admitted when the cardiologist came in. Brother Glass said, am I dying, doctor? He said, that's what we're trying to prevent. And I stayed with him into the wee hours of the morning. And finally, the doctor said, please go home. You're not, you know, you don't need to be in the bed next to him. So I did. And I laid on the living room floor and I prayed and committed Brother Glass, myself, into his hands. It was, I won't go into detail, but it was like Abraham sacrificing Isaac, okay? And God received that prayer. Those were very difficult moments. Nonetheless, for a period of 2 weeks, I walked in the gift of faith. If there was ever a time in my life, and it's not the normal faith that we're called on to have. It is a supernatural gifting. There was a peace, there was a deep assurance that everything was going to be fine. And yes, indeed, Brother Glass was, he was raised up, he was restored. And so the reason I'm sharing this is that there are some of you listening that God is going to move in your life in a supernatural way to give you the gift of faith for his purposes and for a time. The gift of faith is something you don't walk in. You don't walk in the gift of prophecy all the time, right? Or the working of miracles or the word of knowledge. It's as the Spirit wills. But by the Spirit of God, I'm declaring, Father, right now I declare those that you have laid this word of knowledge on my heart, that they will walk in that supernatural empowering of the gift of faith, to believe you for miracles, to believe you for the impossible. God, there's nothing too hard for you. And so, Father, I release that empowering, and Father, I thank you for absolute peace and strength and joy and great wisdom as your beloved people, whether it's discouragement, whether it's a major crisis, Lord, you will have faith operating. Lord, you've given us a measure of faith. And so we don't have to feel that we're inadequate, we're ill-equipped, but God, that you are going to move. And we take authority over every hindrance, every work of the enemy, and we release the power of God, the anointing of God, which Isaiah says shall destroy every yoke. I thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Well, I took quite a bit of time to minister, but now let us go back to what I wanted to share regarding the lessons we can learn from the book of Haggai. There was a period of time that God commanded his people to build the house of the Lord. Now, let me give you background on this. The book of Haggai was written about 520 BC. This was after 70 years of captivity. Remember, a fulfillment of the prophecy that Jeremiah gave because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion, because of their idolatry. Jerusalem was sacked, and the captives were carried to Babylon. In fact, the word of the Lord through Jeremiah said, be willing to go and, you know, continue your lives there. And after that 70 years that Jeremiah had prophesied, King Cyrus of Persia issued a decree that a remnant of the Jews, which numbered about 40,000 or more, were to return to Jerusalem. They were led by a man, Zerubbabel, the governor, and the high priest was Joshua, and they began rebuilding the city, and the foundation of the temple was laid. How exciting was that? But the text we want to be looking at in the book of Haggai just really concerns itself with the first 14 chapters of that first chapter, in the first 14 verses of that first chapter. And so the first of four prophecies that God gave Haggai was a call to rebuild the temple. And remember, beloved, we're just not looking at this for its historical significance as it related to natural Israel, but for its spiritual relevance to the church today. Now, the events which had transpired up until this point in time, as we, you know, the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, and the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel. And then I'm going to be sharing verse 2, what he says. However, up until that time, we won't take the time to look. Excuse me. The events which had transpired up to that point in time are found in the book of Ezra. At the time of this writing, the foundation of the temple had been laid. And beloved, we can see a parallel in our lives, isn't that right? If you've accepted Jesus, he's the cornerstone and he's the foundation. Our foundation is laid in the complete atonement, fulfilled work of Jesus Christ. He said it was finished on the cross before he died. So once the foundation is laid, have you found, do you remember, if it's been some time you've walked with the Lord, do you remember? I know for me it was a few months honeymoon period, and then warfare really started. The warfare will begin. So our salvation or our foundation is in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:9-11 says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." This is Paul speaking. "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, the scriptural principles, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Christ Jesus." Well, I see my time is again flown away, and we will continue on as we lay a groundwork, a foundation for a spiritual understanding of how does this relate to our lives. Beloved, human nature has never changed. And so I trust you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time as we continue to go into these very powerful lessons that the prophet was speaking to Israel that applies to us, every one of us today. I love you. I pray for you every day. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write or to email. I will confirm receipt, but if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address. I love you dearly. I pray and fast as the Spirit of God leads me for not only my UCM partners, but for my spiritual family. The only reason I'm on this station is to see you blessed and prospered of God. And sometimes that's not always an easy place. Sometimes He takes us through hard times, but in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.